CHPBB Weekly, episode number 149, recorded live on Saturday, May 15, 2010. Catching up in hindsight. Hello, welcome to PHPBB Weekly, episode number 149 for Saturday, May 15th, 2010. I am your co-host, Douglas Bell,
from
San Francisco Bay Area. You're early, David.
Further north, same timeline, David Lewis.
Time zone. Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome. We don't even know, can't seem to communicate with each other, so we're going to communicate with you.
Let me tell you what. We haven't been talking about weather recently, but I'll tell you, it's been nice here.
Eh, I'll see that. Especially since back in D.C., they said they had a warning for 2.5-inch diameter hail. I think good to be back here. Forget weather. Let's just talk a little bit about the week I've had this past week. I got called into jury duty. I think I mentioned this. Except the thing is, they put you on what's called telephone standby. Like the night before, in which case you're supposed to call in at like 11:15. So I call in at 11:15, and they changed the location of where I was supposed to report to. Originally, I was supposed to report to a courtroom that's literally two blocks away from my house, and they moved me about 20 miles south with an hour and a half to get there. Mom, I need you to drive me down here! And she's just ranting the whole time about bait and switch. Oh, and of course, they wouldn't let me off. I was one of only three people who did not get excused, who wanted to be excused from...
And why did you want to be excused?
Because I'm probably looking at trying to get a job this summer. So...
You didn't have a good enough reason. Didn't you tell them that you believe
that... It's not easy to get down there.
Huh? Didn't you tell them that you believe that all defendants are guilty until proven innocent, unless, of course, they're innocent.
Didn't have a chance. They haven't picked the jury yet, though, so I'm not actually on the jury yet. They still have to do the part with the lawyers, you know, go through and ask you questions, so I don't have to go back for that until May 24th. But if I do get picked on that jury, it's a four-week trial. So, and they only pay you $15 a day. Just enough for lunch, really. So...
Yeah, that's not much.
So we'll have to see. If that happens, you might just get down to a lawyer's weekly. I don't know. Homicide weekly? All right, let's forget about that. Let's forget about our news. Let's get onto what we've been missing. So we're going to try to hightail it through a whole bunch of news that we have missed out on between our hiatus and other... You know, interviewing guests and things like that. Oh, by the way, just a quick mention, because I always like to, you know, give shout-outs to people who give us shout-outs. Of course, we had Andy Singleton on the show with us last week from Assembla, and just a quick thanks to Andy for, you know, linking to us from the Assembla blog. You know, that was really great of him, and we got a nice bit of traffic out of that, and so... nice little thank you to Andy for that. So, it was a great interview.
Really...
And David's the one who got that one set up. I had nothing to do with getting that one arranged. So, big thanks there.
Yeah, enjoyed having Andy on. That was good.
Yeah. Speaking of traffic, PHPBB, that's kind of a weird segue. PHPBB has a new warp drive, as their announcement of about a week and a half ago proclaimed. They've gotten some... I guess they've been working on retiring their old server called Yavin. So...
Bye-bye, Yavin. What's interesting, they were actually planning these particular new servers since when I was on the team. They had already pulled out all the specs. You know, they were, everything was laid out by the time I had left. So I knew everything about the server. So it was actually kind of surprising to me. It took about... a little over a year to actually implement it.
Oh boy!
So Phobos and Deimos, those were a couple of the first name suggestions. They had name suggestions.
Quad-core AMD processors in this case.
Mm-hmm.
But they also then got a new machine with quad-core Intel Xeon Nehalem processors. They just look apparently an unexpected donation that OSU OSL got. So that's where.
That's where the database server
is running.
Yeah.
Which is like lightning fast. Like it's because there's a lot of queries that PHPB has to run in order to load any of its pages, especially for the millions of posts that on .com, and it's like boomity boomity boom.
Yeah, it's fast. It's nice.
Indeed. So, assuming you have a fast internet connection, of course, that's kind of the prerequisite. But, you know, I'm really liking it. So, congrats on the bonus servers. And, David, that's, I mean, do you have experience with Mac OS X server?
Yeah.
I'll have to chat with you after the show because I'm trying to do research on stuff like that and I'm having a hard time with it. So.
Yeah, we've had a couple of OS X servers, and of course our host, that's all he hosts is OS X servers.
Ah, not bad. All right, let's keep bleeding through. Back to April, there's a new Styles team leader who's been in for about a month now, actually. So, but a belated congratulations to Prototech.
Yeah.
Who is the...
And who replaced Arisar. Actually, Arisar posted the topic. Mm-hmm. Saying that after several years as a member of the PHPB teams, 4 years as a Styles team leader. So that's all I remember Arisar was, you know, that he was the Styles team leader. I didn't remember him being just a normal team member.
I think I remember when he got appointed to be Styles team. It was because who led the Styles team before him? I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Well, of course, I don't remember. I thought, you know, Arisar has been there as in the leader position as long as I can remember. Mm. So yeah, four years.
05, 06 around there. I think it was early 06, if I recall correctly.
Eric Sarmony, and he actually left the PHPBB teams shortly after handing the keys over to Prototech.
Yep.
So I think it's kind of interesting since London Invasion when. So many of us met together,
uh-huh.
And several of those people are now no longer members of the PHPB teams. And
teams are now Eric-less. And they're out of Eric's. It's a tragedy.
No, WG Eric is still there.
No, he's not. I'm looking at the About page. He's not on the list anymore.
He's not?
He's gone.
Whoa, that's new.
Uh-huh.
Former team member. He's still listed as a leader, though.
No.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, look at the team. Yeah, no, not the About page. You have to go to the community and team. He actually has admin permissions still.
Okay, I guess the teams are a little behind. I guess maybe once you reach a certain point, you get lifetime membership.
Yeah, I hate to see those guys gone. They were great.
Yeah.
But Prototech has been extremely active in the Styles community, so really good choice.
Absolutely.
For Styles team leader. And Caesar is his name.
Yeah, that's it. Caesar G. And hopefully he'll help to grow the team beyond the current 5 people. Get a little more manpower back there.
Well, I think now with the new modifications database, did I say that? Yes, the new modifications database, I think, will hopefully increase the
customizations database. Please, David.
Yeah, choose your favorite acronym of the day. yeah, that should help increase the styles submitted, which if that goes according to plan, then they should hopefully start adding some more people to the styles team. If they don't have a whole lot of work to do, then there's really no point in having a bigger team. It might be sufficient. I don't know. That's obviously up to Prototech. But
I'll look for it, yeah.
Don't know.
A stronger team at the very least is what we'd love to see. All right, moving on through our brief thing quickly. There's a bunch of mod team tools that have come out. I think we talked about these on some of those past episodes, but we can brush through them quickly again. April 3rd, we saw the 1.0.2 release of the Unified Mod Install Library, lovingly known as UMIL. Mainly changes are there is a new feature, the ability to create permission roles.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
If you want, is that mainly creating permission roles or maybe modifying existing permission roles?
Creating permission roles so that you can, yeah.
Okay.
I think that there's already the ability to modify permission roles, pretty sure there is. So now this gives you the ability to also create new permission roles.
I mean, this is primarily going to be used by people who make mods that, you know, like add major new sections to PHPBB that will have new permissions that would then want a new role to define those.
Right, yeah. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit less used, I think, than the edit permission roles, but it will be useful for larger systems, you know, your plugin blog, for example, which, plug in a blog into the forums.
Why not? There you go. There's a lot of opportunities to make roles there.
Yep.
A couple of fixes, and overall, you know, just download it, add it to your mod, and you're good to go. So,
yep, UMIL 1.0.2. So
that's it. This one gets a little bit more credence because it's new. The ModX Creator 1.0.0 released by Tumba 25 on April 10th. And so let's introduce this a little bit and describe how this differs from the ModX Generator.
Yeah, this is cool. This is just flat out cool. For the mod author, this is what you do is you take... let's say you're developing for 3.0.7.PL1.
Okay.
And so what you would do, you're developing a mod for it. What you would do is you would download the 3.0.7.PL1 and duplicate its directory. So now you have two installations of it.
Okay.
One you'd keep clean.
Not even installations, just copies.
Just copies, yeah.
Yeah.
One you'd keep clean. You don't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
The other one you develop your mod on. Once you're finished developing your mod, making all your changes, yada, yada, then you'd use the ModX Creator to dump in the clean copy and then your copy, and it will diff everything between those two copies and create a ModX file containing all of the diffs.
Mm-hmm.
So it automatically creates all those find and after ads and before ads and inline finds.
It can do inlines too?
Yes, it can.
It knows when to do those?
Yeah, it does. It's very, very well sophisticated and it works fantastic.
I remember back in my PHPBBD2 days, I saw one, it wasn't a mod team thing, it was a separate thing. Someone did something like this, but it pretty much only did find and replace with.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So it was very
basic. This does a lot.
Wow.
And I actually I dumped in the Star Trek Guide site, which is huge. It's massive. I dumped it in and compared it to like another PHPB installation. And it took a few minutes, but it actually spit out all the changes. I mean, it from files that you should copy over to find and replaces, inline finds, after ads, before ads, everything. It was amazing.
So you can now, I guess, is it going to be the latest thing for Star Trek Guide supporters? We'll get Star Trek Guide in a box, just add water and mod X. just add auto mod.
Yes, exactly.
No, that'd be great for fully modded board creators, those kind
of
people.
Now, of course, you would not... It doesn't do all the metadata header stuff.
Yeah,
because you have to input that in. So then,
I'm sure you also have to get the SQL queries yourself because it's just comparing files.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. It's comparing files, copying files, that sort of thing. It shows you all the files you need to edit. So you'd use the ModX generator, which Tim also created, and you make your main ModX file that way, but with no file changes, and then you'd run the ModX creator to get all your diffs, and then you'd basically combine the two in a text editor of some kind.
And you got to get your hands a little bit dirty, but you're not like
a little bit.
You're
dirty,
not working on the past.
Hey, it's not bad at all. Sure beats editing it by hand, and between those two, between the ModX generator and the ModX creator, you can make those ModX files really fast. So it's really, really fantastic for the mod authors.
Essentially, Jari just invented the cotton gin. Do it all now. Work of 100 men, or whatever it was. All right.
Yeah, to tell you what, the thing that takes the longest amount of time as a mod author is not modding. It's making your mod package
ready. Of course.
Ready. So what Tumba has done, what Jari has done, is really make that process a whole lot more user-friendly.
And it's open source. You can download the source code from Subversion.
Yes, it is.
Not bad.
An amazing tool. So
go ahead and check that out. Now, the ModX generator is, however, that's like the that's the GUI tool that runs on your on the phpvb.com website. You can install it on your own website for making ModX files from scratch, right?
Right. Yeah. Now. Yeah. And both tools are open source GPL.
Mm-hmm.
So you can download and install both of them, obviously. And both of them everybody would need to use.
There you go. All right. Sweet. So ModX Creator 1.0. Go ahead. Check that out.
Stable version. Yay.
Get some people. If you guys are developing mods, send us, let us know in the comments for the show what you think of it, and love to hear a little more about that. And then going back up to April 27th, we have yet the fourth release candidate of AutoMod. Any word on when we're actually going to get to see that released?
I don't know. I'm not sure that. Because it's supported, it's more like, okay, no big deal. Everybody runs it, and we'll update it every time a new release comes out. So it's not, none of us are holding our breath.
Yeah, it's like,
by any stretch.
It's reminding me of EasyMod, which stayed at 0 point whatever for forever, but it was still fairly stable and worked. But, and now we're just going to see AutoMod's going to, we'll be here in like 3 years. We'll be at like RC17 or something. We'll have to see.
It could be. I don't know. The AutoMod is pretty sophisticated, and it's, there's a lot of variables that you have to put in. It's a lot more difficult to make work than like the ModX creator or generator. There's a lot that you'd have to do. So.
Well, there's not a whole lot new. The main changes is now supports ModX 1.2.4 and 1.2.5. There's it does not try to cope with invalid ModX, and it'll instead throw errors at you. Okay, so make sure your ModX is valid. And a couple of fixes, essentially, and that's about everything.
Mm-hmm. So, not a huge chain log, but enough that...
Maybe we are getting close to one of that 0.0 final gold release.
I think probably the biggest reason that this one was released was that it now supports the new ModX version 1.2.5.
And it has been a while since we even got had our last AutoMod release, so I was kind of wondering, going to see another one soon.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. The last one was in January, apparently.
Yeah, but ModX 1.2.5 was released on March 3rd.
Yep.
So they needed to release a new AutoMod, which was month and a half later. Yeah, essentially.
Ah well. Okie dokie. Moving on, let's get a little more in depth now. This was a while ago, so I think you guys have probably already talked about this. But we can look at it anyway. There's a new bug tracker set up on phpbb.com running Atlassian Jira.
Hey, we've talked about that.
Yes, but you did. I wasn't here. It's been a while. I don't even think we released that episode yet, so let's just recap a little bit here.
Okay. One of the episodes, I actually went really in-depth into Jira. This is their new bug tracker. And actually, I did two episodes on it, the bug tracker obviously replacing the built-in, the homegrown bug tracker that PHPBB has been using,
mm-hmm.
but they're only using Jira for the PHPBB product line. They're not using it for anything else. So all the other stuff on the ModX, ModTeam tools, mm-hmm. even the security and issue trackers are still on the regular homegrown PHPBB tracker system.
So why did they want to move the bug tracker away from their homegrown system? What was wrong with the old one?
Well, the old one is nice, but it's a pretty basic implementation. The new one, you want to have automatic integration, continuous integration. You want it to work well with lots of different, like the release phases and stuff like that. So that was mm-hmm. a big issue, to be able to easily create new products and then, assign people to tasks and, use it as a task manager, not just a bug tracker.
Ah.
So, it's now feature, bugs, and tasks are the three, you know, main types that people can report under for Jira. And so it, you know, it handles all that different stuff, and then, you know, it spits out different reports, and so you can see how people are doing and stuff like that. So it's just, it works great as a task manager and integration. You know, obviously the our biggest issue with it is that it's not quite as user friendly as the homegrown tracker system. So the user submissions have really fallen off, which is pretty sad. But
why do you think that is?
Because it's not user friendly interface.
In that.
And you know, between reporting the bugs and browsing the bugs, it's not user friendly at all. It's also slow.
Well, let's see. Now, let me give this a try, just because I am a
user.
I'm a sort of average user. Well, if I have a bug, you know, you hit the page. Welcome to PHP Views Issue Tracker. I mean, I don't know what favorite filters means, but here's report a bug or submit a new feature or request improvement. Project Atlassian products is the first choice. Why do I care about Atlassian products? That's weird to me. There goes the phone. Typical.
Inevitable
every week. There's PHPVB 3 or PHP 4, and there's Playground. I don't even know what Playground is either. I can choose. So let's just say I have a bug on PHPVB 4. Issue type is a bug. I could also submit a new feature, task, or improvement. Next. Not too bad so far. Yeah, I mean, there's summary, priority, affects what versions, a little bit of information about the environment. Ask me the script to describe the bug, I can attach something, and I hit create. It doesn't seem too bad to me.
No, that's actually not the creation process is pretty straightforward.
Yeah. So, where do the issues come in?
So, the issues come in my opinion, in the browsing of bugs, where you're trying to find, because, you know, before I report a bug, I want to find out if it's already been reported. Maybe for a lot of people that it's just sufficient to just report the bug and let the PHPBB team deal with the duplicates. But
yeah,
I like to go in and see if somebody's reported something like this before. So the way to do that is actually to click on issues.
Okay, click on issues.
Click on issues and
I see a whole bunch of. But I'm trying to see if I can figure out how to get it so it just shows me PHPBB4 bugs.
Four? There shouldn't be any four bugs.
Okay, so that's why I can't see it, but I'm trying to figure out how I can, like.
Okay, so actually, so if you're on the main tracker page, then you would go to issues.
So clicking on the PHPBB3 tab, that actually just shows a graph.
Okay, yeah, let's try going there. Okay, so that's a shortcut, is what that is. So clicking on PHPBB3, and that's a shortcut. And you can click on any of these, like you can click on open, and that will pull up the 405 tickets that are currently open. The in progress, that'll pull up 8 tickets that are in progress. Unfortunately.
I can't find it from that page.
Okay, up at the top, under trackers, you know, you click on the PHPBB3, and it shows you all these different graphs.
Yes.
Unresolved. Okay, when you click on. Over in a status summary, you've got open, in progress, unverified fix, closed, awaiting information, unreviewed patch, and unmerged fix.
No, I don't see it.
Top right, status summary. This is on the issues. It's in issues.
Oh, issues pane. That was easy-ish. I also noticed that this only seems to be tracking bugs for PHPBB3 and PHPBB4, but the old bug tracker had sections for mod team tools and for websites.
Yeah, the old. Remember, I said the homegrown tracker is still being used for all that stuff.
Okay.
So the only the PHPBB3 and PHPBB4 are using this new bug tracker.
Go to development. I go to bugtrackerphpbb.com/bugs. I see. But yeah. The links to PHP3.x goes to the new one, but the others are still here. Okay.
Yeah. So here's your issues list, and then it actually doesn't. I don't know of a way to. Oh, maybe click unresolved. Maybe that's the thing. No. Boy, you can't actually. you have to open it by status summary. That's annoying. Because some of the open ones, if I wanted to okay, maybe all the open ones are that 405. And then it lists all those out. And then you can, anyway, maybe I can actually change. Can I change? Can I actually edit an issue? I wonder if I can edit an issue.
The thing I find weird is that what's the difference here between under the activity? I'm looking at a sample bug.
Yeah.
The description is clear there. Environment didn't really, this person didn't provide any environment information.
Which bug are you looking at? Multiline URL?
That's the first one, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I'm looking at.
Okay, but the activity, it was trying to figure out the difference between all comments, history.
Well, comments that, okay, so, all right, history, that should be like changes that people make. Yeah, make changes, you know, like issue field, they're changing the value from one to another, although it doesn't really mean anything.
So is it actually the way that tracking, they did it. So it's actually connected to the Git repository and track?
No. This is, the history is actually showing when team members make changes to the ticket. So like if they're assigning it to somebody else, or if they're changing the version assignment to something else, or resolution, that sort of things.
Uh-huh.
Activity. I don't know. I don't know what the difference is between activity and comments and history.
Activity seems more like a Facebook-style news feed for everything that's in all.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then builds, obviously, that has their continuous integration. Comments has where people post their, you know, they post the comments to this particular issue.
Uh-huh.
It's not exactly the most readable type of format. You can't...
It really isn't, no.
You know, and so this is... It's little things like this. The interface is just... It's annoying to view. It's not so clean and easy to look at like the homegrown tracker was.
And it kind of feels divorced from the main site in this way. I mean, certain parts like the Area 51 wiki code forge, those make sense to be kind of... kept away from it, but this, you know, I liked how the old tracker was still felt related to the forum.
Well, yeah, in that case, in that particular circumstance, though, the teams didn't have much of a choice, really, because they needed a new tracker system. And yeah, I don't know if you remember when we had Naderman on here for the two shows that we had him,
yeah,
part one and part two,
yep.
And he talked about how a new tracker would be built. But instead, they decided to go with a third-party tracker because it doesn't make sense for the PHPB developers to take time out of PHPB development to develop a new tracker, uh-huh, when there are other products that already do what they need out there. Of course, the problem is that this particular interface is so inbuilt into the system, you cannot change it. So yeah. you can't modify the look and feel to suit your needs.
Probably lucky enough that they were able to get the logins to be integrated with the main site.
Mm-hmm. Now, if they had used Assembla actually has the ability to change the look and feel to look like PHPBB.
Oh, here we go.
we've actually done that for our Star Trek Guide site, which is a private space, but we've changed the look and feel to make it feel like basically you're still on Star Trek Guide.
Yeah.
Even when you're on Assembla. But, you know, those are just a few of the complaints. And, you know, for me, it's not really that big of an issue. I can browse in here. I can do all the things that I need to do, and I can figure it out. Sure, a few things might be annoying, but, you know, I can do stuff. But equally, I can open Terminal and browse my entire hard drive and perform all the tasks I need to do that.
Yeah.
The point is, not everybody wants to use Terminal.
Uh-huh.
Or can use Terminal.
Of course. I'm not going to.
Equally, not everybody is going to really be able to use the Jira tracker. Not, you know, all your clueless users aren't going to be able to just use the Jira tracker without a little bit of, you know, training how to do stuff, which it should be self-intuitive. It should be intuitive to the point where, you know, they can easily figure it out. The old tracker was that way. The homegrown tracker was that way. It's very easy to figure out what you're supposed
it's
to
bad
do.
Bad enough they're reporting a bug with your software. They have to figure out something else to get it reported. Ultimately, it's going to be the decision of are they going to put more focus on what's easiest for them to be able to deal with issues, or are they going to focus on being able to get reports of all the issues that come up? Because if we're getting fewer bug reports than before, chances are the product's not getting less buggy since this is product's in development. So chances are you're not getting as good reports, and it's going to hurt the quality of your software.
Yeah, and you know, again, I did go into major depth about all this on a previous episode, but you know, the biggest issue
promise. That's my fault.
The PHPPB teams, this product for the development team, it's perfect.
Yeah,
but this product for the teams and the community, it's all wrong.
So
that's what I think anyway.
Well,
but that's just my opinion. You know, I went through and I pulled up the charts of all the bugs reported by week, and I tallied whether they were team members or regular users, and I included the junior developers in the regular users. Once they switched over to Jira, the user contribution dropped off like a rock. It dropped by 40%.
Well, here's the good thing. Because when you submit a bug, the first choice of project is Atlassian products. Let's just do Atlassian products, issue type improvement. Next, summary, get rid of this bug checker. I won't actually submit it, but I somewhat agree with that.
Bug.
Bug.
The bug is the bug tracker.
That's it. Improvement. There you go. All right. Moving on. There are some other tabs, one of which was pointed out on IRC this past week on the Star Trek Guide IRC channel. Someone pointed out, apparently there's also a new PHPBB wiki up here as well. They've abandoned Media Wiki and are now going with Atlassian Confluence, the enterprise wiki.
Wait, what? You're kidding me.
wiki.phpbb.com.
Yeah. How could they abandon the other wiki?
They did. And, I haven't played with it, apparently you haven't played with it, but whoever was in the site earlier this past, on the IRC earlier this past week, was complaining about it. I don't remember who that was.
They're going backwards. What are they doing?
Well, what are they doing? Well, let's see. Let's take a look at how this works. It certainly is very slow. I'll agree with that much.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's that could be fixed at least.
That what could be fixed?
The slowness. I mean, you could theoretically speed that up.
Yes, it's loading. It's loading. It loads the wiki in frames, apparently. Yep.
Okay, so you can. All right, as long as you're logged in, you should be able to edit it.
Okay.
But that is slow. And it looks like regular wiki markup, which is good.
Okay.
So far as I can tell, anyway. Oh, no, it's slightly different. Wait a minute. What kind of markup is that? I'm not sure what kind of markup that is. Oh, it's wiki markup. Okay, that's wiki markup.
Looks normal to me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's
divide
good.
Divide into your choice of spaces, mod documentation or PHPBB development. So, I mean, it's not quite as much. It does seem to be harder to find pages, though. Like, on the old wiki, it seemed a lot easier to find pages, whereas right now you're just looking at, you have a long list of recently updated, your choice of mod documentation. And then when you do that, when you go to mod documentation, you still get only a list of recently updated pages.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you go over here to tutorials, and you just go to a page that says tutorials, and it's absolutely blank. show child pages. Yeah, this is very hard to find. I'm having a hard time just finding anything.
In the crowd, in the higher C channel, shows their displeasure. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it...
I mean, it doesn't look horrible. I mean, it looks attractive until you realize that I am having difficulty simply finding articles other than recently updated.
You can use the search on the top right.
There's an idea. I didn't notice and, that.
Yeah, and then, you know, what the only thing that, you know, that's there's the search on the top right, but you actually have to get into an article before you can view the, like, the categories, which are listed there on the left. Well, you know, the categories are listed there.
Oh, like 3.0, 4. Wow,
yeah.
there's actually a wiki article. I searched for Mod X, and the first thing that comes up are two articles about the old mod text template.
Yeah, I saw that. That was funny. That was the first thing I searched for as well.
Wow. No one even uses this anymore. But it's still all there. And there's two articles about it. Count them. Two articles about the old text template. Nothing about Mod X.
Yeah. Although, you know, I can't really complain about the display of the individual articles themselves. I actually like the way that it's displayed. It's a little bit cleaner, arguably a little bit cleaner than the previous one.
Well, the colors are certainly better. And this is, again, this gets back to, if you've been veteran listeners of the show, no, I haven't been a very big fan of the overall gray motif of the back end of PHPBB3 Pro Silver, and that was the motif used in the old wiki, and so I do think that the colors are a little easier to read. The text is certainly a bit bigger, so that helps overall.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it takes a little bit more getting used to. But I was having a little bit of initial difficulty finding it. And I don't know. I'm personally not entirely a big fan of frames. There's a lot, and this is thing filled with frames here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're literally the article is getting about 70% of the window.
Yeah, you know, and it is kind of sad. Although I'm not as the wiki, I think it just takes a little bit of getting used to. And really, we weren't seeing a whole lot of user contributions on the original wiki.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know that will necessarily change a whole lot with this one.
I mean, you know, overall,
hate it or love it.
Both of these seem to be connected to, like, if you go to area51.phpv.com, it's pretty clear that these are now very related. The tracker, the wiki, the code forge, Area 51, these are all now on the same tabbed header
mm-hmm.
here. And, of course, Area 51, the landing page gets you a little more relevant than before. It takes you straight mm-hmm. to the ticket tracker or the wiki or the code forge or the development board or the GitHub page where you can find mm-hmm. PHPBs. Git directories.
Which is my favorite page.
There you go. The one that's not on phpbb.com at all is your favorite page. How about that?
Well, GitHub is simply awesome. I mean, there's no buts about it. GitHub is just an awesome.
They've also made some changes to the development forum itself. They now have separate categories for Ascaris discussion and RFCs, discussion and RFCs, and of course Olympus is still there and everything else. They've mm-hmm. archived some of the old forums. The EasyMod forum is now in the archives.
Yay, bye-bye. Yeah, and the PHPB3 mod is tile support.
Of course. They'll bring that out the next time the main site goes down, hopefully.
Right.
And now they have...
Actually, I'm pretty sure that the Area 51 is now on the same... It's on the same server as the main site. So if the database server goes down... Both go down.
Well, now they have three servers, so hopefully they'll be okay.
Yeah, well, hopefully they will, but wait a minute. Let me think. All right, no, Area 51 is on the other server. It is on that second server. My bad.
Of course.
Okay.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be Area 51. It'd be the real world.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, the new wiki, it's certainly different. I don't know that necessarily anybody was tied to the previous one. Maybe some people were.
I mean, I will say this much for MediaWiki. It's a great wiki to use, but it's a horrible wiki to administer. It doesn't have an administration interface. It has a file full of variables that you don't know what the heck they do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been driving me crazy. So
Yeah, and I just kind of wonder if some of my displeasure with this particular wiki switch, it just has to do with my disdain for Atlas and
yeah, or else just
products.
General disjointedness from getting, you know, like your...
The bug tracker switch was really a big issue for me because they could have gone to a much better system.
Yeah.
And didn't. They went with a system that, in my opinion, was far less user-friendly, had a far worse interface, you know, and various number of things. The wiki, not so much. You know, that's fine.
Well, if we're done hating the teams, maybe we should go change topics to liking the teams again.
Yeah,
this one we have not had a chance to talk about yet, but it is big news.
Yeah.
Announcing Titania, the customization database.
Yes, big. Huge thing for the teams here.
I was surfing it this morning, and at first I was like a little concerned about some of the areas, but then as I keep browsing more, I'm finding I actually really like this layout here. So go ahead and introduce this, because I think you were part of this, you know, back in your mod team days, right?
Yeah. Well, even afterwards, I'm still part of the customization database team.
Nice.
Choose your favorite acronym database.
Oh, by the way, just a heads up, because our listeners are grammar nerds, we are in the United States, so yes, I'm going to spell customization with a Z. Deal with it. Okay, now that's over. Go ahead, David.
Okay. Yeah, so this particular... customization database was in development since before London invasion. Oh boy, I can't remember the exact date where we started.
Oh.
Francis and I were talking about a new database for Star Trek Guide, and I'm like, well, wait a minute, why don't we talk about a new database for phpb.com? They really need a new system.
Yeah.
At the same time, Paul also had an idea for a new database system, so we sort of combined our ideas and created a feature list, or you know, of once and what the system will do and everything. And then we began working on the database, first of all with Paul in charge, and we wanted to get the international support teams involved because everybody likes to have, you know, all the international teams like to have a database for their mods and styles, which are in their own language. You know,
yes.
You know, like if you're the German team, you have mods that are in German. You know, you want to list all the German mods, and you have certain people. Will support multiple mods. Are multiple languages in their mods. You know, might have English, German, and French, and that sort of thing. And so those would be listed on the German and the French sites.
You know, a wise person once told me the best thing you can do for a project is internationalize, because they have better food.
No hot dogs and burgers, huh?
I guess not.
There are also some mod authors that are not English-speaking that would just submit their mods to their particular language international support team. So this database was to be, you know, in a product that was developed with all the other international support teams. So we asked who wanted to be involved in the project, and they actually got several people who wanted to be involved. And at first we were kind of strict. You know, we thought there was going to be a lot of people who really wanted to do it, and so we wanted to sort of take some like code reviews and make sure the people that were included in the development team were really good coders. But we found out that surprisingly, there wasn't a whole lot of people who were wanting to contribute to it. So we basically took anybody who said, yeah, let me, you know, I want to help.
There you go.
And then, you know, so then what ended up happening is that you had various people who were like, okay, well, I want to contribute a lot of ideas, but I can't help with development of this particular system, but, you know, it's really needed on our system. So, you know, we had several people from the German team that were actually helping with development, the French team, and we met several of the developers of those international support teams at London Invasion. So that was nice. But anyway, so it was originally designed to be this international support team database where phpv.com held like this primary hub database, and then all the other databases could link to it and sort of interface with it, and you know, pull mods from it and list it on their own sites and things like that. And so it was going to be very very open and a good API that the other databases could link to and systems and things like that, and just make the whole modding and support community just really open up.
So this thing is actually quite a bit more than it appears from just first glance.
Well, that was how it was originally designed. And
darn. You ever got me excited.
Yeah. Paul ended up stepping down from leading the customization database team. And then I took over after that and led them for a while. We did a lot of development. Bantu at the time was a mod team member.
Uh-huh.
And well, not at first. He was actually developing for it, and then he became a mod team member. Mm-hmm. And then he and I were working a lot on it. And then once I got my contract in early 2009, I couldn't put any time into the customization database. And X-Reaction, who had done UMIL before he joined the mod team, he was then invited to the team and took over as the primary developer for the customization database. Uh-huh. And he actually took development in a completely different direction. He made it solely a PHPBB.com product and got all the international type of features and things like that. But he did a lot more to it than I would have been able to, because I just did not have the amount of time that I needed to dedicate to it, whereas I think X-Reaction must not have a job in real life so that he could devote all that time.
He doesn't sleep, that's all.
to the customization database. Hey, I have to eat. Nobody supports it for me, so.
Of course.
Fortunately, yeah, as much as I'd love to be able to just work, as much as I wanted to just be able to work on the customization database, I couldn't afford to do that.
That's why we get you to come on here to talk about the customization database. That you can't afford to do.
Yeah, there you go. It only takes an hour. So,
David, have you listened to this show? It takes more than that.
Well, yeah.
All right, moving on.
Okay. So, anyway, but yeah, he took it and you know, finished the development to a point where they actually had a release date of February.
Uh-huh.
And only got it out 2.5 months later.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be done when it's done, PHPB style.
Well, hey, actually, that's not too bad considering the contributions were somewhat limited and that mm-hmm. But it's out now, and that's the really exciting thing. It's a much, much better database than the previous one. There are, you know, obviously a lot of it's
so
it's much easier to browse.
Yeah.
I can't say that it's a whole lot easier to find something because there's no search.
I know there's a search.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Yeah, there's a search.
We talked about one, but
yeah, it's there. It's a little. It is a little bit of the PHP style search. And I guess so it's not entirely – it wasn't entirely clear to me what part of it it's searching. Is it searching the mods or is it searching the support topics?
It's searching everything.
Yeah.
So you can't really tell. You know, it does give you a few options. You can search within post subjects and message text or message text only or topic titles only. It is actually – see, the mods themselves are actually – within the PHPB database, they're within the PHPB forum database.
Uh-huh.
So it's still searching the subject and text of those particular topics. There's actually now the PHPB.com forums have expanded exponentially. You just can't see them on the main index page, but it's all.
Well, it's now every single mod or style has its own forum, right?
Yeah, its own forum, exactly.
That's insane. So
it is. But that's, you know, that's how it was great. It was not how it was originally designed. It was originally designed to be self-contained. But this actually integrates a lot more with the PHPBB site than we originally intended.
Yes, I was actually wondering, is this integrated with the main .com database, or are they like a separate pseudo PHPBB installation to handle this?
No, it's all integrated. Yeah. It's not even like the styles, you know, the styles demo.
Yeah,
it's a separate installation.
Uh-huh.
But this database is integrated.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
so
wow.
But here's what you will really like about it. Let's go over to if you go to the customization database, so that's phpbb.com/customize with an S. Stevie, and then you know, you can browse modifications.
Yep.
And go to
your categories.
Let's go to the. Wait a minute! I want to go to admin tools. Where's the admin ones? Ooh. Cosmetic tools, security, communication, profile, user control panel, add-ons, maybe add-ons.
There's only 207 to choose from.
Okay, so all right, so I went to add-ons, and then I'm going to go to the AZP add user mod because that's mine, and that's one that you did back in.
And this was one that I would suggest as a comment because they alphabetize these in the categories, which I've generally found is not the most useful. I miss them kind of being organized by either by date or maybe having a way of organizing them by rating or something like that to find the ones that maybe most useful. But having them alphabetized kind of puts undue advantage on the A letter ones. So that's my thought. I mean, I know you like it because you're one of your mods is like the third mod on the list, but and the fifth. The third and the fifth.
Yeah, it's.
That's one thought. I also noticed.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's a whole heck of a lot easier to browse than the previous system.
That is true. This is true. And it is actually kind of true. I did find. I was kind of upset about the time based one. But actually, if you go up to the top where it says all contributions, that actually is time based. It has the most recent ones on top. The confusing part is it does combine.
Wait, where'd you see that one? Oh, wait. Yeah, where'd you see that?
Right above the box on the main customization database page. All contributions. You also find this for mods and styles, and so it'll show everything by date, descending order. Although the downside is that it combines the mods and styles together, rather than letting you. It doesn't have a way of you separating them.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be one little thing that you could use to sort of show all the most recent mods or all the most recent styles, but not have them combine or something like that, or has something that's sort of date organized. But I do kind of like the idea of that being there. Of course, there's also a link for all support topics. You can sort of find every now 102 support topics so far.
Yeah. Well, so going back to. Okay, where was I?
You were at add-ons.
Modifications, add-ons, AZP add user mod. So these are divided all into category. And there are some really nice features with each one. First of all, you can subscribe to an individual mod.
Uh-huh.
This is really, really helpful if you want to be notified of any updates for the mod. Definitely recommend it because everybody needs to make sure that they've got an up, you know, that they make sure they have the most recent version of a particular mod.
So subscribe is just essentially works the same as subscribing to a topic. You're saying, right?
Yeah, basically, exactly. So that really good. You can now rate mods.
Yeah,
it shows all the various revisions of a particular mod, which you can then access those particular, or you can download those particular older revisions.
Hey, David, I'm going to give you 1 star. No, I'm kidding.
You can view the announcement topic, and which are now all locked. You cannot reply to those topics now, which is
but they're
nice.
Still going to create announcement topics for all the new ones?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay. So that's just there.
Yeah, and of course, you know, those shows some basic information about the mod, the author, last updated, total downloads, those sorts of things.
Of course. It's screenshots,
but here's.
Too.
Yes, screenshots. Yeah. So if it has a screenshot, it's going to show you a screenshot, and you can do it for mods and styles now. You couldn't really do that before, except you could put in your second post in the announcement topics.
Uh-huh.
So now that's integrated into this system. So that's really nice. It now has an FAQ. This is my favorite part.
All right, where is one that I can find that has an FAQ?
Let's
try a more recent one. All right, let me look at the one that I picked for today.
We need to find one that's.
It doesn't have an FAQ though. It has a list of revisions. The one I picked for today does not. Let's see. Other, no, all contributions. It actually still has my five mods from the PHPBB2 days listed under my contributions. I love that. if you can find it in the list somewhere, you can download my old mods. See that?
Not that it'll be useful.
Yeah.
That's there.
All right. This one does not have an FAQ. Whoops. That one is a style.
But you know what's odd? Mine, it actually lists an FAQ tab for me, but...
Maybe because you can create your own FAQ.
Yeah, I can.
So essentially, the FAQ takes on the role of that extra post that you had once upon a time.
Yeah, exactly.
Create an FAQ for one of your mods and then let us see it, because I can't seem to find any other mods that bothered to write an FAQ.
Okay, yeah, I actually have several FAQs for... Okay, so I was gonna copy the important find and replaces for the FAQ of this particular mod, but...
All right, I can't find any mods with FAQs in them.
Yeah, since the topics are locked...
Well, just take your words for them.
Yeah. Yeah, well...
There's an FAQ, and eventually we'll find the FAQ that says where the... That'll be the first FAQ question. Where's the FAQ? The very first FAQ. All right, so we have that. And, of course, but then, this is probably the most interesting, as we mentioned, a whole discussion support forum. You know, anyone can create a new topic or reply to other posts in the top and of existing topics. And it works essentially like a stripped-down... version of .com, with the notable exception that there is actually a quick reply.
Mm-hmm.
They actually enable quick reply for this.
All right, I got an FAQ for you.
All right.
So if you go to my ACP ad user mod, and I'll post this link in the chat also.
Okay, I was looking at that earlier. It's like number
I'm King David also posted one that he has. He has an FAQ on his.
Nice. And I just clicked on the wrong breadcrumb.
All right, and...
What does it do? FAQ number one. Woohoo!
And it's just like a forum post, basically.
Essentially.
And so you can then just make, you know, it. You can make it display whatever you want it to display in any of the markup that's available within PHPBB.
There you go.
So it's the FAQ, you know, so when somebody's like, hey, how does this, you know, this, the most common questions and things like that, or one of these tiny fixes, or some people like my stats mod, my... you know, the stats that display at the bottom of the form. I've gotten so many people want some different implementation of that.
Uh-huh.
And so I have this long list of FAQs for that particular that particular mod. And so now you can just put all those real easy to create your own FAQs. You just browse to your mod and create a new FAQ, and that's it. So it's really simple. And then...
can you edit the description, or is that still not editable?
Yeah, you can edit it.
Okay.
If you're viewing your FAQ list, there's a green, like...
No,
green
can you edit the main description of your mod?
Oh, edit the main description of your mod. Let me see. Yes, you can.
Oh, wow. Ooh,
nice.
There
so
you go.
If
that's,
you
that's really, I think, is the missing link from the... Because the FAQ is nice, but the problem is you have to still have to click that, and it's really in an FAQ type. It's not like a single post you can show. You have to create... questions and answers, and so it's not quite as nice as the what I like to use the third post for, so additional information. But you can edit
now you can put a lot more stuff in that contribution description, but it's nice. Still it's got to be limited to the description of the mod, you know, what it does and stuff like that. But the FAQ, those are frequently asked questions, things like, you know, how do I, for example, some people have asked me for the ACP ad user, you know, how do you display the password after you've created the user?
And that's one you just created for us.
That's the one I just created, so I just put it then in how, you know, what kind of change that you would make to make the password shown to the user. So it's not, you know, it's not so much of a bug, but it is something that you know, a lot of people want. So now that FAQ is in there, but there's the FAQ, and then my favorite, another one of my favorites is the discussion and support tab.
Yep.
So now instead of one massive gigantos topic, now you have every person who wants to, you know, who needs a little bit of help, support for their particular mod, you know, now they just would click new topic and, you know, open a new, you know, or create the new topic with their particular question and then get that answered. So now instead of replying to this ever-growing list of a gazillion pages of a topic, now you are divided into individual topics. So it's much, much easier. And there's one topic, there's one sticky that's created for just discussion of the mod.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just want to discuss the mod, and you can actually open a new topic if you want to discuss the mod too. It's like, even if you wanted to suggest a new feature or report a bug, that's where you would do it. You create a new topic and post about that particular thing there, and the author can see it. It's a lot easier to try and find stuff when they're in topics than it is if it's all mashed into one giant topic with 50 pages.
Mm-hmm. Here's one thing I like. Let's take a look at the My Contributions section, too. This has a lot of other things that are nicely hidden away. You can create your own let's go from left to right. There's like five tabs here. There's author details, which will actually show your own information. You can even have an author rating, which I guess is, I'm going to assume is a compilation of all the ratings from all your mods.
What are you viewing here?
Under My Contributions.
Oh, micro. Okay.
Yeah, author details. You have just information about you, a nice author rating, your own signature, your information there. You have your list of contributions of existing ones, which you can go quickly find and manage.
Mm-hmm.
Support. I'm not entirely sure what the role of the support tab is, because I have something about mod discussion registration stopper. Maybe it aggregates all the support topics from all your mods.
It is. Wow, that's not aware of that feature before.
So if you're a mod author, just go ahead. You can find all the new support topics for all your mods right here.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll tell you conveniently which mod is being talked about. There's a tab to create a new contribution, which is a very nice form. The type is here. The description form is very nice and filled. You can choose your category, specify any co-authors, which will actually
allow multiple categories. If your mod doesn't really fit into one category, you can actually choose multiple categories.
There you go. You couldn't do that before. You can even specify co-authors, and they'll be able to manage most parts of the contribution.
Mm-hmm.
Or non-active co-authors, which do not get to manage anything, but they get credit for it. You can put a demo URL, which I guess is mainly can be used for either one of these as a demonstration, which can
mm-hmm.
be posted there. And of course, obviously, and add screenshots as well. And I guess I'm assuming it must be a multi-part form, because I don't see the actual place to upload the actual contribution, but it's got to be here somewhere.
Wait, I don't see it either.
Maybe
you must have to upload the file later then.
Maybe it's a multi-part form.
Well, that's interesting.
Okay.
Let me go to manage my contribution and see if
And finally, while you do that, this is also nice. There's a manage author tab. You can actually create your own author description separate from the main phpview.com site, I believe,
mm-hmm.
along with a website.
Yeah, because now everybody has their own author profile.
Yeah.
And there should have been an author list before there was an author list that you could go
to. Let's take a look at David's. I especially love how the guys are using very nice URLs for all of these.
Yeah, that's
okay. You currently have a I can actually rate you. Let's see. Highway of Life, 1 star. No. I'll give you 5 stars.
Aw, that's nice.
You're welcome. I've never used any of your mods, but I'll give you 5 stars.
There's author detail. I can't find the author list, though.
Oh, well.
There was supposed to be an author list when we originally were designing this.
Oh, well.
But maybe that one didn't make it in this
new features
one.
To come.
It is important to note, however, that this database is still in development. There is still a lot of activity being done on it right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
And it is open source.
Uh-huh.
And so you can actually download a copy and install it. It's complicated to install, but you can install it. And you can – so then you can do things like develop – like if you develop a patch for it, if you want to fix a bug yourself.
I like syntax error in the chat room saying at least it's not a like-unlike button for the author.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, like-unlike.
Oh.
So you can –
Let's see your contribution. You have 4 mods.
Yeah.
To your tab.
I have 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I see 4 listed here.
Oh, okay. Well, one of them's not validated.
That's the difference. There you go.
My auto post quick links mod is not validated.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. So, now, if only we were on the mod team, you could tell us what it was like in the background with the new customization database. But we'll have to get someone on to tell us about that sometime soon.
Yeah, you know, I don't actually have that particular view because I'm not either a junior validator or a mod team member anymore. So the only way that other people could see that right now is to download it and install it on their own system.
Yeah.
Which you could do, but the way that I've been testing it has been on the test server that we've had it set up on.
Yeah.
But there it is. And that there's a lot of different stuff to it. So
yep.
It's fun to browse.
It's about time.
It's a little bit daunting, but you know, here's the thing. It's so much better as far as the features go, just being able to handle what plugins and mods have needed for the longest amount of time.
It is the first thing that kind of surpasses what the site, where the PHPV2 based site was up until 3 years ago, because what we've taken for a mod style database from 2007 to now has really not been a very good one. I mean, it's been usable, but I pretty much just abandoned it and went straight to the forums anyway. So
I think most people did. So this is really going to take a lot of getting used to because the mods are not browsed the same way.
Yeah.
So I posted that in the discussion forum where somebody's like, "Well, now they're more difficult to browse because I got to browse them in the topic or in the customization database." And
yeah.
And the issue was, well, yes, you are correct. For everybody who's used to the way that the mods were displayed, it is now quite a change up for you. It's like you're walking with a crutch, and now somebody swiped the crutch out from under you, and you've been limping all this time on that crutch. You're gonna fall over.
Yeah, but it's actually not that bad. I did about a half hour on this morning and kind of quickly got used to it. I like to see change, but overall, it's not like before where it's like my comments was, rewrite it.
Right, exactly.
Now it's just tweak it a little.
You know, this is a lot more solid of a system, you know, to be able to go through and do everything that you should have been able to do on all the previous systems. You can now do it on this one. So,
last question before I close up. Why the name Titania?
Oh, that was our code name for it. Titania is, you know, in the spirit of Olympus. Titania was, okay, that was the name of a Shakespeare character. it was some...
Oh, no, a rat!
Okay, there is Uranus Moon Titania. That was what it was.
Ah.
Yeah, Titania Moon.
There you go.
Is the largest moon of the Uranus and 8th largest moon in the solar system. Mm. Discovered in 1787.
Oh, wow.
And it's named after Shakespeare's character. So that's what we named it after, you know, having, you know, space names and everything for Olympus. We decided to have a code name that was also in space. And it had to be a moon.
Of course.
Because it's the modifications database.
There you go. Okay, and is that actually a picture of it up there in the header of the site?
That big swirl?
Yeah.
No.
No?
That's a galaxy.
Okay.
That's not a moon.
It was worth a try. Had some relation.
I know they look similar, moons and galaxies, but it is different.
Different scale. All right, let's go on to our mod style of the week. So the mod of the week, this actually came because I was looking at the customization database, and I was looking at those categories, and I realized there's a number of contributions for each category, and there's this one category at the bottom that says miscellaneous with one contribution.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at this. What could be so miscellaneous? Well, it's a very brand new mod, just came out about a week or so ago, by the mod team leader himself, David IQ. It is called PHP Be Basic.
Mm-hmm.
What does it do? Essentially, it transforms your complex PHP Be Based bulletin board into a single forum board.
Mm-hmm. In which case, there are some forums out there who don't want the categories and subcategories and forums and all that stuff. They just want just a list of topics.
Yep. So that's what this does. It gives you essentially, it pretty much appears to be like a meld of the forum index plus viewforum.php, but it makes viewforum.php to be pretty much gone.
Yeah.
And it redirects. Because
that's your index page now.
Yep, it's on your index page. Goes straight to the forum. Kind of a nice, and he has a screenshot there on the whatchamacallit, the customization database.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go ahead and you can see what it looks like. And essentially, that's what the mod does. It's very basic, hence the name. But it's a very nice. It's a very useful mod that certain forums may want to use, and so it's worth giving them a mention. So. There you go.
Yay, David IQ.
Yay, David IQ. PHP be basic. The mod of the week. Style of the week. This is a cute, very nice one. It's called Digital by Alex.
Digital?
Digital.
Digital. All right, digital.
Digital. Okay. Digital. No. So it is obviously based off of Pro Silver, but it has a nice use of sort of, I can't tell if it's digital stuff or lightning or bubbles or some kind of compilation like that.
It's art, Douglas. Believe it or not, that is art. Yeah.
Real art? Or are you just being facetious?
No, that's no. It's just it's art. That's what they say. It's what it is. It's art.
Okay.
If you can't make out what it is, it's abstract art.
Lovely. No, I actually really like the way he does it with does a. If you look there on the header, you can start to see the links, the header links, and a nice little bit of transparency in the background, sort of blended in there, mm-hmm. and that motif is carried through with the headers on the categories, for example. It has also done some effort to modify the icons a bit, so it's actually very nice. A very clean style, but really kind of a cool look. And so, yeah. It's a nice, nice, simple style. Really cool. Flexible width, so you're good on that end. And if you like your white space, it has plenty of white space to offer to you as well. So, that's the style of the week. Digital by Alex! Exclamation point. It is the style of the week. And with that, we close out we've caught up on all of the PHPBB news. Almost all of it. We're saving a little morsel for next week. So join us for our next week's episode. We're going to be talking about the details for OSConvasion 2010 and LibertyVasion 2010. We know for sure that the LibertyVasion schedule is going to be posted on Monday, along with other details, we assume. I think you can already go and buy your ticket, but we'll save talking about that for next week. We might even see if we can get some people to come on and join us for that. We'll have to hold your breath.
And for everybody who's listening,
yeah,
all right, you need to show up at both conferences. You need to be both LibertyVasion and OSConvasion.
Yes.
If for some weird, wacky reason, some act of God, you cannot make it to both,
yes, David.
Then you have your Eastern Conference. You know, if you're on anywhere the eastern part of the United States, you need to go to LibertyVasion. If you're on the western part of the United States, you need to go to OSConvasion.
And if you're in the middle of the United States, you need to flip a coin. And David, which are you? Does that mean you're going to both?
I am going to OSCON because I do not have the money to fly to New York City. Yeah.
At first, I thought you were like threatening everyone. You have to go to both.
They do, but like, there are certain circumstances which makes it impossible to go to both, and in those particular cases, it's okay if you just go to one. But you have to go to one.
Or else Bernie Zilla will come and get you.
He'll stomp on your house.
Yes, indeed. So we'll have the details about that to talk about next week. Should be great. Oh, and did I mention that next week is our sesquicentennial? 150 episodes next Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time, 1700 UTC time. So be sure to come join us. It'll be a great show. We'll be doing a little bit of celebrating as well as along with talking about big meetup plans. So it's going to be a great summer. We're just getting started. Check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for links to all the ridiculously many things that we talked about on this week's show, all the tabs that almost froze my Google Chrome installation today. There'll be links on our website. Also, we have our forum at StarTrekGuide.com, which we really need to start populating because it's getting kind of quiet in there. And, of course, we are very active on Twitter, phpbbweekly. And were you about to say something, David, that I kept cutting you off?
No.
Okie dokie. I think that's all we got. That's all we got for today's show. Thank you for listening. Be sure to join us next week. I'm Douglas Bell.
And I'm David Lewis.
Remember, a successful community begins with you. Tag.
Tag.
You're it.
You're it.
See you next week. Bye, everybody.